position went. So at...
With no immediate solution at hand to the ongoing crisis facing Palestinians, a learned panel of interested parties gathered in London to add their voices to growing calls for justice, but also to offer historical context to the current situation.
You can't understand the current situation in the Middle East without recognizing that the lines drawn on the map by the colonial powers, Britain and France in particular, at the end of the First World War and when the Ottoman Empire collapsed, are now coming apart. And you can see the Palestine question as unfinished business from the 1920s.
A long history of European interventionism in the region has helped not just to create the discourse that currently presides, but it's helped to shape the current map. And when it comes especially to the Palestinian-Israeli crisis, well, that is more evident than ever. But now rights groups are urging the EU to not just simply ape Washington's stance on Tel Aviv, but to forge its own unique path.
With David Cameron in the region pushing the US's so-called peace plan, the European perspective has come in for greater criticism. As one of Israel's main trading partners, it has real clout to enact change, power which it has so far failed to use.
I do believe that Europe has a responsibility to engage with the problem and to possibly use its economic might, its economic responsibility to put perhaps a little bit more pressure on Israel as a stronger partner in the conflict.
The Palestinians are unhappy, they are angry about the European positions and about the biased position with regard to the struggle in Palestine.
Delegates are hoping that the strategies and policies discussed will help shape future EU policy towards Palestine. Amina Taylor, Press TV, London.